I read that yesterday was Hockey Day, Minnesota. I don't know what that means, but I read that there were some events happening, I think, all throughout the week, culminating on yesterday and today. Hockey Day, Minnesota. And being a transplant to Minnesota, of course, I get the question often, do you have a favorite winter sport that you like to do, that you've kind of acclimated in your time here in our state? And my answer is always the same, no. It's tough when you don't grow up in a certain environment. It's tough to acclimate to those things. I have complete respect for winter sports. I see their need because otherwise you'd be crammed into your houses for months at a time in the winter, and you need to get out. So I see the need for downhill skiing and hockey and broom ball and curling and all these sports that you enjoy here in the state of Minnesota. It was just hard for me to kind of acclimate to those. I only remember ice skating one time in my childhood, and I think I was on the ice laid out the whole time, like Bambi. The only stick that I ever played with was the one that I would find in my backyard or, you know, in the woods when I would go exploring with my friends. I've been downhill skiing maybe just once or twice. And the whole, you know, pizza, French fries thing just got me hungry and ready to go to the chalet for the snack bar. I realize that's not the case for everybody, but it's been my experience. I actually have a priest friend in Minneapolis yesterday. He gathered some people from his parish, and they played in a tournament on Lake Nokomis. You won't ever see me doing that at St. Jude the Lake. Of course, I grew up with other traditions, other pastimes that I started with at a very young age and then grew up with. I practice other sports. I was camping and spending times in the outdoors with the scouts and such. And this is really the way that we grow in something, isn't it? Whether it's a winter sport or some other activity, it's easier to start young. That way your muscles kind of grow in that way, and you have these senses that start to kick in. You learn things at a young age, and then you grow step by step throughout your life, making it a lot easier. This weekend is Hockey Day, Minnesota, but I also mentioned at the beginning of Mass, it's Word of God Sunday. And I can speak to that a little bit, partly because of the way that I was raised in the Bible Belt. Ways that I was trained in the Scriptures and receiving the Word of God from a very young age. I remember, maybe even before I could read well, my mom coming into my room at night and sitting on the side of my bed. And she would read to me from my children's Bible. Or she'd pull out my Book of the Saints, and we'd read about one of the saints. Even from a very, very young age, I was hearing the stories of our faith. The stories from the Old Testament, David and Goliath, and Noah and the flood, and Moses leading the people through the desert and through the Red Sea. I was trained in these stories and in the Scriptures and the Word of God from a pretty early age. Then I went through Catholic school and had religion classes, and I engaged in on other levels. I went on retreats when I started coming to middle school and high school, and each time I went on a retreat or encountered the faith in some deeper level, I had a greater hunger to practice it and would try to read the Scriptures in my bedroom by myself. And then it really kicked in when I went to college, and I fell into a great group of friends and was doing some Bible studies with them, and then taking prayer time every day in my dorm room before I started the day, reading just a few words from the Bible and reflecting on it, meditating on it. It's been that trajectory that's taken me all the way to where I am today. But had I not started young, I think it would have been a lot harder. It'd be like trying to learn math as an adult when you never learned the principles as a child. That's the way the Scriptures can be for us. They can be kind of daunting, or where do I start? But if we start at a young age, then we can start learning those muscles and figuring out how it can be acclimated to my life. And that's what we celebrate today in this Word of God Sunday. How can we receive God's Word in ways that He intends us to do it? In the first reading, you heard that great story of Ezra the priest. He stood up, he unrolled the scroll, and he read it. It said, from daybreak until midday. And who was there? The men, the women, and those children old enough to understand. Now, I try only keep you here for about an hour, but Ezra had it all day, from daybreak to midday, reading from the scriptures. And I'm sure the congregation was able to receive it on different levels, depending on their age and their background and their gifts. But this is what we do. We surround ourselves by the scripture and we receive it on different levels. Now, even think of the second reading from the first letter of St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Chapter 12, St. Paul writes with that beautiful imagery of the body. Think about the body. Think about how we receive things by our senses and in different ways. That's how we receive the Word of God, too, and the scriptures and the revelation that God intends for us. Think of the body. We can receive the scriptures through our ears. You've already done that a lot today. Our readings were pretty lengthy today. You've received the Word of God through your ears. On another level, you could go home and read it. You could receive it with your eyes. You could read it on your own and not just have it read to you. We can receive it more deeply with our intellect. We can study the scriptures, poring over them, looking at the context and the history and the details of how it was written. We can memorize it. We can use our intellect in different ways so that we can internalize God's Word, keeping it with us so that when we are in a certain trial or some temptation, we have the Word implanted in our intellect. Lastly, we could meditate on it. We can let that scripture go from our eyes to our minds and all the way to our heart. Reflecting on it, pondering it throughout the day, asking the Lord, how might your word inform me? How might your word change me? It's a great blessing that the Lord gives us his word. He speaks to us. He speaks to us through the scriptures. He speaks to us through the tradition of the church. And those two really have to play together. I've heard it said, we're not so much a people of the book as we are a people of the word. The scriptures, the Bible, is an important thing, but with just words on a page, if it stays there, if it just stays in the Bible that you have in your house, if it's just a book, then what use is it? We have to receive the word that comes from the scriptures and comes from the instruction of the church. The church helps us to understand, and it actually passes it on. That's what the word tradition means. It passes on the Word of God. Year by year, generation after generation, the Word of God goes from family to family, house to house. That's how the Word gets implanted more deeply into us. It gets passed on. It gets interpreted. I've heard it said like this, that we can use the analogy of a clock or a watch. Each of you have some way that you tell time. Maybe it's your phone in your pocket. Maybe it's a watch on your wrist or a clock on the wall. Each of us probably have a Bible like that too. But if we each try to interpret it on our own, we might come up with a different time. Like if we were to survey all of your watches right now, they might say a little different time. They might say a few seconds forward or a few seconds past or maybe a whole minute off. Actually, you know that we started ringing the bell this year. We got all the mechanics figured out and fixed on it. But I recognized it had lost about 30 seconds since we started reading it or ringing it in the summer. The mechanics get off. And so we have to adjust it some seconds every month. There's a way that it does it itself. And this can be the way that we tell time in the way that we understand the Word of God. If we're only interpreting it by the way that I see it, we might come up with different interpretations. Now, sometimes that's okay. Sometimes there's a range of the way that we understand the scriptures. Could it have happened this way? Does it mean this? Well, maybe it means both. Maybe there's a range that is kind of within the bounds. But sometimes it's one thing versus another, and they contradict one another. Take, for instance, the dogma of the perpetual virginity of Mary. Was Mary perpetually a virgin? The church says yes. Someone might say no. Those are contradicting terms. It would be like saying, no, it's this time. No, you're wrong. It's this time. Well, how do we know what the right time is? How do we know what the orthodox time is? This is why the church is a great gift to us from the Lord. He gives us the Bible. He gives us his word in written form. Yet he also gives us a family. He gives us the church to help us decipher it and interpret it so that we're all on the same page. You've maybe seen an atomic clock before, or a cell phone that receives a signal. And in that way, all our watches sync up. Now, they're all going to read the same time. And that's one way that the church helps preserve the Orthodox teaching throughout all the generations that gets passed on generation after generation. She helps us interpret the scriptures and internalize it in our lives in good and right ways. So where do we go from this? Where do we interpret the Lord's word to us, and how do we internalize it in us? I encourage you to do this in your families, to continue to read the scriptures together as a family. Read it to your children. Read it with your spouse. Read it to your grandchildren. The scriptures and the word of God that comes to us needs to be continually practiced and passed on. I'd even give you a homework assignment today. Go back home at some time today, maybe it's between the football games, and you open the Bible together. You could start with the second reading today of the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12. It's that image of the body, the eyes and the ears and the feet and the different parts of the body. Maybe you read that as a family or read it individually and come back together and say, did that speak to you? Where are you in the body? How do you understand your gifts and how the Lord might want to use you in the body that he's assembled? It's in doing this regularly as families that we continue to teach the young, and we internalize it in our hearts too as we grow older and older. So together, let us study the Word of God. Let us internalize the Word of God, that we would be transformed by it, that we might know and love and serve the Lord more and more.